Hi there, this is an advanced awareness through movement lesson. It was recorded live at Retreat on the Hill during an unusual cold snap in Chiang Mai, Thailand. In order to enjoy it, all you need to do is lay on the floor and listen to the instructions. Try to do the movements in a way that feels comfortable and easy without trying to accomplish anything or figure anything out. It's just about finding out how you do things and maybe catching yourself in some of your interesting postural or breathing habits. I hope you enjoy. Let me know what you think.
And notice how you are this morning. How easily do you shift your attention to your inside world? And then as you bring your attention to the way that you're making contact with the mats, you can start to consider what influence does the outside world have on the way that you're laying on the mats? Is there any residue from something that you did this morning? Is there any residue from how you were sleeping last night? And then pay particular attention to the weight distribution of your spine. See if you can clarify where your spine has a relationship to your legs. And then consider your arms, right? Are your hands still in preparation of what they usually do? Residue from your motorbike or your handlebars or your keyboard, your phone. And then how does your head fit into the picture? Maybe do a little movement of rolling your head left and right. And for the sake of the nature of this lesson, see if you can roll your head in a different way than you usually would. Okay, so leave all that and bend your knees, stand your feet. And with your right hand, start to apply, let's call it a wall, for our sake, a warming balm. So you can imagine you have some fantastic space sagey warming balm, invisible warming balm on your right hand. And start to gently apply the balm along your right leg with your right hand. First, consciously apply it on the part of your leg that's easiest to reach, probably the front of your leg. And see if you can also reach it to your knee and then down your lower leg toward your foot. Don't strain to get to your foot, but see if it's possible to get to your ankle and your foot. And then also come back and see how it is to start to put the balm on your outer leg, on your bum, the outer thigh, outer edge of your knee, toward your outer ankle. See if you can also pay attention to the way that your shoulder may be adjusting, and then bring your arm down and switch your legs. And put the warming balm on your left leg with your left hand. Now it's funny because you can already catch yourself being just like yourself and laying your butt in your balm, right? Are you sort of just wiping it on there? Are you doing long, slow movements? Are you doing jerky movements? And again, I'm playing with imagery because this is what I do, but you know, really what we're looking at is a relationship that goes from the part of you that you're using and the part of you that is being influenced by the part of you that you're using. Make sure at some point you also explore what's possible for getting the balm on your ankle and your foot, side of your foot, your toes, bottom of your foot. Because you're super advanced students, you know that you don't need to be limited by other pesky parts of your body. You can find ways to adjust other parts of your body to make it easier to reach your foot. And that might be fun. Interesting. Okay, now leave it. Bring yourself down on the floor and check and see Is there any influence in the way that you feel your legs or your low back or maybe even other parts of you? And then roll over and sit up briefly. Sit on your bum with your legs in front of you. And stand your right foot, but both your hands behind your right knee. Yep. And then see how it is to start to unbend your knee along the floor. So your foot will slide along the floor. See what happens. Remember what I said at the beginning about the stretch thing, right? So instead of going into a stretch or a strain, go to that super boring place where nothing's happening. And overall, it's just getting kind of an assessment of what this movement is like for you. And find out what changes if, as you are unbending your leg, you pay attention to how your shoulders respond. And of course, there's no distinct instruction about what you do with your spine and your head, which, as advanced students, you know, gives you carte blanche to sort of find your own way. And then leave that guy and compare, see what it's like to do this movement on the other side. So hold the back of your left knee and unbend your left knee just enough that it's easy without a stretch or a strain. Any different kind of influence on your shoulders and stuff. And then just file that info away, lay on your back again. And then bend your knees and stand your feet and put your right foot on your left knee and hold on to the back of your right knee like you just were doing when you were sitting. With both of your hands. And then in this funny situation, start to do the same movement you were just doing in sitting, which is an unbending of your knee. In this case, your foot will start to lift a little bit toward the ceiling, and it also could lift away from you. So just a very gentle bending and unbending, not stretching. And pay attention to how permissive your shoulders are to the possibility of unbending your knee. And then notice if there's a right way to do this, and you're doing it the right way, and see if you can find the wrong way to do it. Now, the instruction remains the same, that your hands are behind your knee, and you're unbending your knee. But is there another way that you can unbend your knee? And then play with this idea of unbending your knee so that your foot moves away from you until your shoulders get sort of peeled away from the floor a little bit. Because your leg moves so much away from you and your hands are attached to your leg that your shoulders start to peel away from the floor. And the instruction is that your hands are behind your right knee. But the direction that your leg goes could change. And what you do with your head and your back could change. What you do with your standing foot could change. And again, like I said at the beginning of the lesson, have fun with it, right? Don't attach to instructions. See if you can just feel what you feel and do what you do. Checking that you're not just practicing doing what you always do, right? Stretching, or just trying to do a little bit of that thing that you love to do, whatever. Okay, good. Take a little rest. Lengthen yourself out. See, now that you're expert, fellow grad students, this is the cool part about doing regular practice, is now more and more and more, the more you do, the less you need to do to feel the influence. And that's the real, in my opinion, this is the whole point of this thing, is that we start to get into a state where we can feel changes very quickly. And it's like this inner knowing, right? It It's like you've got this little secret. Oh, wow, I'm feeling all this stuff. Let's do the same thing on the other side. Bend your knees, stand your feet, put your left ankle, right? Left ankle on your right knee? Yes. Is that what you just did? No, the opposite. Okay. Put your hands behind your left knee. And then start to unbend your left knee. What sort of possibilities are here on this side? Possibilities for the angle of your leg. Possibilities for your chest, your shoulders, your back, possibilities for your breathing, your eyes. Oh my God, so many possibilities. And it might not be until this time next week that you get to just do weird stuff on the floor. So take full advantage of being as sloppy and awkward and spacious as you possibly. And if you haven't explored it already, go back to this idea of the direct influence of your leg moving away from you on your shoulders. How receptive can your shoulders be to the pushing away or the pulling away of your leg from your chest? And in particular, if your shoulders are responding to your leg moving away, find out if your head is somehow being a control freak and telling your shoulders what to do. If your head and your neck can be a little more permissive to your shoulders. Okay, and then take a little rest. Roll your head a bit. And then leave that, bend your knees, stand your feet. And put your right foot on your left knee for a second, and then you're gonna have to probably burrow a little space in your socks so that you can hold on to your big toe with your index finger and your maybe middle finger of your right hand. Mm-hmm. And of course, as always, for some of you, it'll be like, my hand doesn't touch my foot. And so, of course, you don't need to touch your foot. That's just the direction. So maybe you hold your ankle, maybe you hold your pant leg, maybe you hold your knee, maybe you do it in your imagination. No award ceremony for who held their toe best. So again, check that you're not secretly, accidentally straining or stretching a little bit. It'll get easier. You know it'll get easier, right? So start in a place that's really boring. Oh, I don't feel anything there. Yay! Because there is something there, and you can discover it if you're not distracted by the big, strong feelings, right? And then same thing. Start to unbend your knee. Re-bend it. And, you know, it's the exact same movement as you were doing with your hands behind your knee. So find out what's different with this situation with your arm. And if there's any way that you might be limiting yourself based on an expectation of how this movement is supposed to be. And find out for yourself what is the way that you can best straighten your leg without strain. What direction does your leg have to go? What direction does your head have to go? Do you have to change somehow your position on the floor? If you wanted to find the easiest way for you to unbend your knee, what is it? Beware of trying it the same way over and over and over again. Be daring. Dare to do it a way that you don't usually do it. can take a little rest. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Take hold of your right big toe with your right index finger. Right one. Yeah, again, same. Right big toe with your right index finger from the top of your toe. And again, if that variation isn't accessible for you, you find the one that is. Right? You don't learn from someone else's variation. That we say for yoga. Here you learn from your variation. So you might instead hold the top of your foot. You might instead hold your ankle. You might hold your pant leg. I know I like pant leg variation. And I'll tell you why, too, is because now when you do the same thing a couple times of unbending your knee, see if you can really clearly do it with your arm. So your leg is as passive as possible. Use your arm to unbend your knee. And know if you're using a lot of strain in one finger or two fingers, it may not be the most functional or efficient way to have comfortable control, functional ability throughout your arm and your shoulder, right? So you can investigate that. If you got a little claw hand going on, your shoulder, for all intents and purposes, is a claw hand too. Your shoulder and your hand are talking to each other. There's no advantage of holding your foot. Okay, now pause for a second with your right ankle and your left knee and put your left hand behind your head. And point your left elbow to the ceiling. And just with your legs rest, actually, you know what? Put both your hands behind your head. And with your legs crossed like they are, a few times, see how it is to bring your chin a little bit towards your chest. And as you breathe out, soften your chest and peel your head away from the floor. And then as you inhale, bring your head back down again. Your elbows, your forearms, your hands are like a bag or a sling. That's more appropriate, a sling for your head. And in order to lift the sling, to lift your head, you have to do something with your upper back, and your chest, and even your shoulders. Okay, and then leave your head down and leave your left hand behind your head and hold on to your right foot or knee or toe with your right hand again. Now this time, when you unbend your leg, you're going to lift your head. And then when you bring your, you re-bend your knee, you're going to bring your head back down again. Remember that what you're doing with your left hand is lifting your head. So you're not pulling yourself from your abdomen or your throat. You're finding a way that your left hand and arm can work with your chest and your upper back to lift your head. And find out what happens if you simultaneously start to straighten your leg away from you. And then if we were in a parallel universe where we didn't have rules and expectations and social norms, then you might be less attached to how this looks and more open to the possibilities of being a clumsy fool. And see what happens if you were less attached to how this looks, if you could in fact find different ways to do it. I mean, it already looks super weird, so yeah, just go for it. But not at the expense of straining, right? I can see some of you are sneaking into your favorite habits, just pushing a little bit, just stretching a little bit. Oh, but it's so nice. No. You'll practice that for the rest of the week. All right, take a little break. This is why I was talking about at the beginning, the snowsuit analogy, because again, I'm projecting, right? For me, this is what I do. Is I keep secretly, accidentally trying to do things the way I do them all the time. That's what we as humans do. So for me, when I was playing with this idea of being stuck in a snowsuit, it meant that I wasn't fully doing things to the way that I would, or into my full movement or flexibility, right? Whatever. Do with that analogy what you will. Is there any influence on that bizarre thing on the way that you're laying on the floor? And then when you frame it like Feldenkrais, like the way we're supposed to in these lessons, that the question really is, what are you learning? What's your brain learning? Your brain is learning something that's changing how you're using yourself entirely. Most likely, it shows up on one side. And you don't have to crack the case. You just have to be observant of, oh, shit, yeah, I'm doing something that's creating something, you know? And bend your knees, stand your feet. Hold on to your left big toe, or left ankle, or left pant leg, or left knee with your left hand. If you comfortably get to your foot, you might hook your index middle finger around the top of your toe. You also might hold on to the pinky toe side of your foot. And a few times, see how it is to unbend this leg and rebend it. Is there a difference in how you feel in your back on this side? Again, see if you can shift your focus so that your arm is unbending your leg. And so your arm could unbend your leg this way. Your arm could unbend your leg that way. And keep it interesting for yourself. And if the analogy didn't occur to you yet, then of course this is how babies explore when they're first figuring out their little tiny spaceship, the controls of their spaceship. I'm sure a baby isn't plowing into its favorite strain or stretch. It's just trying to figure out, how does this thing move? Ooh, what do I feel there when I do this? That's why they're giggling all the time. Right? Okay, pause for a second with your ankle on your knee. Put your right hand behind your head and hold on to your left foot with your left hand. And this time, when you're unbending your leg and sort of lifting your foot up toward the ceiling, also peel your head away from the floor. See what effect that has on your ability to lift your leg. Pause for a second with your head down. Don't move your hand, but just notice how you have your hand. And now see, change how your hand is. So if your hand is coming from the top, bring your hand from the bottom. If your hand's from the inside, bring it from the outside. Change, fully change where you have your hand. So if it's on your big toe, have it on the outer edge of your baby toes. Or if your arm is inside your leg, if your arm outside, just do something completely different than what you're doing already. Mm-hmm. And then continue. And then again, pause for a second. Feel how you are, right? That's usually where you can notice if there's any little micro strain. And then one more time, put your hand in another completely different place. Maybe on a different part of your leg, different rotation of your elbow, whatever. Different position of your fingers. And then one more time, explore what happens here. Check that that hand behind your head is really on the back of your skull, not on your neck at all, so that it kind of encourages this lengthening of the back of your neck. And then let it go. And take a nice breath. You know when one of Feldenkrais's big tenets was about reversibility. Right? He was a judo master, so it's not enough for us to figure out a comfortable, organized way to do something one way. We also have to be able to return with the same amount of ease and efficiency. And again, to me, this is like a tremendous metaphor. Right? So as we continue with these variations, keep that in mind. Not interested in getting somewhere, we're interested in this continuous cycle, right? So the getting somewhere includes the returning, which includes the getting somewhere and the returning. So bend your knees and stand your feet and rest your right ankle and your left knee for a moment. And hold on to your right toe or foot or pant leg with your right hand. And put your left hand behind your head. And gradually you're going to start playing with, as you lift your foot toward the ceiling and away from you, and your knee starts to unbend, this time go slow enough that you can feel the progression of your shoulder on the right side changing its contact with the floor. So as you're lifting your foot, this time just your foot, toward the ceiling and away from you, do it slow enough that you can feel the progression of change happening in the area of your right shoulder. And then gradually start to reach your right foot more to the right and incrementally more to the right. And the pressure on your shoulder will change and the pressure on your right hip will change. And gradually continue straightening your right leg toward the floor on the right. And if you consider all things like a continuum, then bringing yourself to the right on your right side also means doing something with yourself on the left side. The left side of you is also part of you. So if the right side of you goes to the right, what does the left side of you do? And be crafty and find out what could you do to make this easier for yourself. Maybe your right knee makes contact with the floor to the right. And if it happens, see if you can figure out, how did that happen? Can I come back the way that I just got there? And then can I do it again in a different way? And what happens if you start to lean to your right until your knee comes to the right, and then start to straighten your leg along the floor, and then rebend your knee and come back onto your back?
What's the best role for your left hand? What's the best role for your left foot? And if you're not resting already, you can take a rest. And then just imagine yourself holding onto your right big toe with your right hand. And imagine how you feel resting on the floor while you're holding your right big toe. And imagine the feeling of your left foot resting on the floor. And the feeling of your hand touching the back of your head on the left of your left hand. And then imagine how it feels to start to push your foot up toward the ceiling. So your knee starts to straighten a little bit. And that takes you onto your right side until your right knee gently, slowly comes down to the floor. And then when your knee comes to the floor, you feel how you start to lengthen your right leg. And you notice in your imagination as you're right lengthening your right leg, what you do with your back. And then you imagine how it is to even slower, rebend that right knee and roll back onto your back. And then you imagine the slow progression again of shifting your weight more onto your right bum and right ribs and right shoulder until you're on your right side and lengthening your right leg away from you. And then you stay there and imagine yourself in this kind of awkward, funny position on your right side with your left foot standing, your left hand behind your head. And then see if you can imagine how it would be to stay on your right side and to bend and unbend your knee a little bit. How gently can you do the movement in your imagination? Then bend your knees, stand your feet, and take hold of your left big toe with your left hand. Or your left ankle, or your left sock, or your left pants, or your left knee, your left hand. Have your right hand behind your head. Yeah, left foot, left hand. You got it, right hand behind your head. And start to very gently unbend your left knee as you bring your left knee toward the floor on the left. And then just as gently come back. So when you're on your back, your knee is bent. And by the time you gradually roll onto your left side, your leg is as straight as it can be without stretching. Is there any part of you that's actually interfering with how gently and delicately you could roll onto your left side? See if you can clarify the role of your right leg. Many of us have a hard time differentiating our legs. And if one leg is doing something, then either the other leg needs to do it or the other leg needs to somehow take over for the first leg. So find out for yourself if your left shoulder and your left arm and your left leg could have a little party, and that the right shoulder and right leg could not be invited. And what feels different when you invite them? And the funny thing about lifting your head or not lifting your head is it says something about how you use your back. In order to straighten your leg along the floor to the left, what's the best position for your back to be in? And how does changing where your head is change how you have your back? And then the next time you're on your left side, just stay there. And see if you can reduce the effort, right? If you stay there long enough, you might notice, oh, that's funny, I'm doing something with my hip or my thigh or my teeth or my neck. And then just see what it's like to bend your left knee a little bit and unbend it a little bit along the floor to the left. And you could be completely on your left side, right? Why not? What's stopping you from being completely on your left side? And if you keep your right hand behind your head, again, you can see, is there some way that your head helps when you want to straighten your left leg along the floor? What do you have to do with your back in order to straighten your left leg along the floor? Let it go and flop back onto your back. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Get your right ankle and your left knee. A couple times go back to, actually here, yeah, go back to the very first movement that you did on your back and have both your hands behind your knee. And see how it feels to straighten your leg. And re-bend it. Okay, and then rest your foot for a second on your knee. Put your left hand behind your head. Hold on to your something with your right hand. And a few times, see how it is to straighten your leg up toward the ceiling and lift your head. And then bring your head back down again. And pause for a second. And wherever it is that you have your hand, see that when you lift your leg, your arm is on the inside of your right leg. So hold somewhere along the inner seam, either your big toe, your inner ankle. Yeah, exactly. But your arm is clearly to the left of your right leg, inside of your right leg. Yeah. Okay, and then pause for a second, rest your foot on your knee and adjust your arm. So you're still holding your big toe if that's an option for you, or wherever else that is an option for you, but now your arm is outside your leg. And now see if you can move slow enough straightening your leg that you can tell what's the difference. Several times straighten and rebend your leg with your arm to the outside and see if it's easier or harder for you, if it requires something different. And then bend your knee and lower your head, and you're going to start to alternate. So you'll lift your head and straighten your leg any amount without stretching, and then change your arm to the outside and re-bend your knee and lower your head. And then lift your head and lift your foot and change your arm to the inside and re-bend your knee and lower your head. Yeah. So take your time with it. Don't speed up. And if you go slow enough, then you might be able to fundamentally notice the way you use yourself in each situation. Your arm wants to go outside your leg, and then your arm wants to go inside your leg. And then switch sides. Bend your knees, stand your feet. Put your right hand behind your head. Take hold of your left big toe, or ankle, or knee, or pants, from the inside. And then lift your head and lift your foot to straighten your leg. And then shift your arm to the outside of your knee and lower your head. And find out, is it easier for you to inhale as you lift? Or is it easier for you to exhale as you lift? Is there only one position that your back is allowed to be in when you do this thing with your arm? into another dimension where we're allowed to move in all kinds of awkward, funny ways. And be willing to move in a way that just fully doesn't work. Oh, geez, that didn't work at all. All right. Your rest, take a flop on your back. Listen for the influence that these movements are having on your whole self and the way that the floor touches you. And now let's just see what happens. Bend your knees, stand your feet, hold on to your right big toe with your right fingers or your outer edge of your foot or your ankle or your pant leg. And a few times go back to the movement of rolling to your right side and straightening your leg and then come back. And notice how your right arm is outside your right leg. And see how it is if your right arm is inside your right leg as you roll to the right and straighten your leg. Now pause on your back for a second and just imagine that you now wanted to take your right knee over to the floor on your left side. And if you've imagined a few times, give it a shot, see what happens. Practicing strain is not useful, but trying different possibilities is useful. And what difference does it make if your arm is inside your leg or if your arm is outside your leg? And if you find one way to bring your knee to the floor on the left, then see, is there a different way you could bring your knee to the floor by having your arm and shoulder in a different position? And it might be awkward. You might do a bit of a belly flop. You might, you know, some weird stuff might happen. It's okay. Just be open to what happens. You're safe. All right, take a little pause. While you're resting, see if you can imagine holding on to your right toes. Imagine the feeling of your left foot resting on the floor, your left hand behind your head gently. And imagine how it feels to breathe into your back ribs in this position. Imagine how it feels to start to shift your weight more to the right, your right bum, your right ribs, your right shoulder, until you imagine the feeling of your right knee coming toward the floor on the right and then gently touching down on the right. And then you can also imagine how once you feel your right knee on the floor that you start to lengthen your right foot away from you and that sort of pulls on your shoulder and it might affect how your head is. And you could feel how much you're on your right side, how that feels to be on your right side. And then imagine how it feels to just as gradually start to shift your weight back toward the middle of your back, the back of your head, the feeling of rebending your right knee. And then see if you can feel the feeling of shifting where your arm is in relation to your leg. So you're still holding your right big toe, but now your right arm is outside of your right leg. As you continue bringing your right knee across you, to the left, and you can feel how you're starting to lean on your left shoulder and your left arm and your left ribs and your left bum. And then you feel how your right knee starts to come down toward the floor. And when it makes contact with the floor, you feel how you start to lengthen your right foot away from you, and that again kind of adjusts your shoulder and your head. And then you imagine how you very gradually start to rebend your knee as you roll back onto your back. Go ahead if you'd like. See what happens in real life. See how it is to bring your right knee gradually to the floor to the right. And how it is to lengthen your right leg along the floor on the right. How it is to gently slow motion head back onto your back and adjust the position of your shoulder and your arm and your neck so that your right knee can go across you toward the floor on the left. And maybe even straightening your right leg along the floor to the left. maybe when you roll across yourself to the left, you can bring the top of your right knee down on the floor so that your right foot is actually looking at the ceiling. The part of your knee you would kneel on, it's like you're kneeling on the floor to the left. And then come back home and switch your legs. Your left hand's on your left foot. Your right hand could be behind your head. It could be on the floor. You see. And rest. Give yourself a nice full rest. Come onto your back and notice if there's any changes in the contours of yourself on the floor. Bend your knees, stand your feet, rest your right foot on your left knee, and just go back to putting that balm on and see how it feels to do that kind of movement.
Sliding your right arm along your leg. And then change legs and arms and see how that side feels. And then leave that and roll over, sit up for a sec. And stand your right foot. Have your left leg however it's comfortable. And hold on underneath the back of your right knee with both your hands. Yeah. And then see how it is to start to straighten your leg along the floor. And then just pause for a second in sitting with your eyes closed and see just how does it feel to sit on your sitting bones. And stand your left foot and put your hands behind your left knee. And see how it is a few times to straighten your left leg along the floor. And then let it go and flop in your back. And then as usual here on the hill, you have about 5 minutes entirely to yourself. Integrate as you choose. Certainly at some point, consciously stand up, consciously walk around, give yourself time to notice any influence that the lesson has on your upright position. Give yourself a nice solid 5 minutes for your internal world.